sometimes they have dinner at the church after the ceremony. They'll bring dinner in and eat it at the funeral.
Mm-hmm. How's that different from the way the white funerals were down
here? Well, they had different people to speak at them, and they said that's not quite the same.
Mm-hmm. When people were dressed in black at a funeral, you'd say they were
in mourning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, another thing about the nigger funeral, now sometimes they dress in white and sometimes they dress in black. Mm-hmm. Or would the whole crowd be dressed practically the same way? The ladies in the lodge would wear the whites and they wear the blacks.
Would you say, when these people are in mourning at the funeral, was there any other way you might put that if they were really worked up over death in the family?
They'd be terrible broken up. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're terrible bereaved, they bereaved bad.
The woman lost control of themselves, you'd say they were.
Just kind of broke down.
Mm-hmm. Would you use tape on it?
Yeah.
How would you use that?
Well, just more or less in the grief and everything, you should just take it on. And be upset.
Somebody met you on the street and they said, "How are you? How might you answer them?"
Just tell me, all right. Just don't go into details. And very well. How are you?
Any other ways you might say that?
Huh?
Any other ways you might say that?
Yes, all right. Okay.
Just
good.
The average answer, the average day answer.
Yeah.
Somebody troubled you might say, "Oh, it'll come out right."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something else. They'll be home all right, just don't.
Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Old people sometimes get this disease of the joints. The joints get stiff and aching. They have a touch of
arthritis.
Any other words for that?
That's what I'm called, rheumatism.
Uh-huh. Is there slang ways of referring to it?
Rheumatism, arthritis. And... I don't know. Aches and pains.
Mm-hmm. Around World War I, used to give people a Schick test, see if they needed shots for a certain disease. You remember those?
That's the Schick or your tuberculosis test, I believe.
There's a disease of the throat. Kids used to wake up and choking in the night.
I dip too.
There's a disease that makes it turn yellow.
Had jaundice.
Uh-huh. Is there any other ways people used to call that?
They call it yellow jaundice. And jaundice. Mm-hmm. It might have been your early Bright's disease, is that it?
Early what now?
Bright's. Did you ever call it Bright's disease?
I've never heard of it. It's before my time.
Nah, yellow jaundice and just straight jaundice.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between the two?
No, it would all turn yellow. Really, the disease of the liver. They still have it.
Yeah.
They call it hepatitis now. Same thing.
Say you had a pain down here on the lower right side. You had to have an operation. Yeah. Know what they might call that for?
That'd be your appendix and such.
Mm-hmm. Any other ways that people used to refer to them? They might have called it before they...
I call it appendicitis, appendix. And...
When people used to die of it, do you remember what they used to call it then?
It had peritonitis. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought killed it with an appendix.
Right. Yeah. You ever hear the term lock valves or things for that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
You wouldn't use that?
No, I think it would be different from appendicitis. Well, that's usually caused by a loop in the intestines.
If somebody should eat something and didn't agree with them, you might say they
have an upset stomach.
Mm-hmm. It didn't stay down, you'd say.
Come up.
Mm-hmm. Any neutral terms for that?
Yeah, threw it up.
Any crude,
vomited.
Yeah. Any crude terms for it?
Yes, I guess about all.
Yeah, if you were telling a joke and he was leaning over the fence or something, and you wanted to use a crude term,